Episode 1.
Believe I'm all by myself.
So yes, Harry is all by himself. And big congratulations to Danny. We found out that she has got the Q4. So that means that she is qualified and she will become a GB age group athlete, which is fantastic news. Congratulations, Danny. And I hope you enjoy the race when it comes around. And I hope you enjoy getting the kit and everything else that goes with it. So well done. Fantastic news for our little podcast here. And Danny's now gone off over to Spain to get some warm weather for several months. And hopefully she gets some nice warm weather training in as well. And she comes back to the UK all fit and raring to go, whatever the future may bring. So enjoy the summer, Danny. Enjoy the great weather, and we'll see you when you get back. And it sounds like Harry's had another solid week on his, and he's really enjoyed his new bike. So let's hear what he's got to say, and we'll see you on the other side.
Hi, Rich and the AMP listeners. I can't believe I'm all by myself. Yeah, but it sounded like Danny had a pretty solid race. So that's well done to her. And yes, we'd been by myself now, but I hope I do this justice. So, this week on Monday, as per usual, it started off with a rest day, surprise, surprise. And then on Tuesday, I had a gym session and a bike session, but I had a bike session first. It was the same session that I've done outdoors before, so it was 10 minutes on, 10 minutes off, I think, anyway. I'm just going to double check that. Yeah, I think it was. The correct answer is, yes, it was 3 by 10 minutes on, 10 minutes off, with 15 minute warm up, 15 minute cool down. Altogether, I managed to do about 35k. And that was on my new bike, which was quite fun to do. It just felt really rapid throughout that. Then on Wednesday, also on Tuesday, I had a gym session with the Athletics Academy at school, which was just circuits with med balls, which was quite tough actually. And then on Wednesday, I had a track session up at school, but due to having a bit of a niggle, like midway in my knee, I DNF'd it, which I hate doing, but I just thought it's better to DNF a session and race well in about 2 weeks' time than finish the session, but then get injured at Mallory. I only did one or two reps of that, but I did about 3K. So yeah, never feels good DNFing a session, but when you're getting close to your race or your targeted race, then it's just all towards that, and a DNF is better than a DNF at a session is better than a DNF at a race. Then I had S&C with school, which was more conditioning than strength work. So it was on the track, outdoors, in the rain. So that was quite tough. But it was, what was it? Yeah, so a range of different, like, full body, forward movements. So there was, like, inchworms, there was sumo squats. What else was there? Yeah, loads of stuff. Went boy with all the details. Yeah, that was tough. And the ground of the track hurt a bit. Hurt your hands a bit. So yeah, did that. And then on Friday, I had a run session outdoors. It was meant to be a brick session, but the weather was not the best. It was really windy. And I can't get my bike on my current turbo, so I might need to upgrade that. So I did a run session, which didn't go as planned, as the route that I took It was very muddy and very puddly, so it was a lot of navigating puddles. It almost turned into a bit of cross-country, so that was interesting. But I managed to complete about 7K in 45 minutes altogether. So that wasn't too bad. Then on Saturday, I did the Orange Club Ride with Canopy Bike Club, which, due to it being a hilly ride, was about 55K with about 672 metres of elevation, which was fun. But I felt really strong throughout the whole ride. And I attacked on a couple of the hills, which was something that on my old ride to begin with, Hannah would tell me to do. And I was at the front a lot, and I was in the fast group, so that was fun. We averaged about, what did we average? 21 Ks an hour, but I maxed out probably on a descent at 64.5 Ks. Then on Sunday, or yeah, yesterday, because I'm recording a day late, just because I had a really full on day yesterday, I had a swim with the Active Life Triathlon group, which was a mixture of strokes. So it was, I can't actually remember what it was. Yeah, it was tough. I remember that much. It was about 45 minutes of actually moving. And I did just under 2K, which wasn't too bad, considering that I have, like, my swim hasn't been the focus recently due to almost like just going tunnel vision for duathlon. Then after that, I had a very wet long run, which I could have timed better because the weather was lovely throughout the day. Then the second I actually go out for my run, get about halfway, and then it starts absolutely chucking it down, which was certainly fun. Yeah, it was meant to be a 55-minute long run. It turned into a 53-minute long run, but I did about 8K. So, yeah, I was pretty happy with that. Next week, I have a long ride, which I've actually done at the time of recording this, so I'll tell you a bit about that. And I've also got my first session of the year with VC Deal, which is a chain gang up at Betts Hanger Park. Then I've got a track session that also, that'll be interesting. I've just had a look at my, so then I've got another bike session up at Betts Hanger twice, or probably up at Betts Hanger. And then I've got an S&C session, then an easy long run, which Hannah wants me to control my heart rate a bit more for this time, because I tend to go a bit over. And I've got a park run on Saturday, which I'll be probably going to Whitstable Park Run. So if you're local and you're listening and you want to pace me, I'm trying to get sub 20 at the moment. And then Sunday I've got my swim session and then a 50K ride. And then I've got a couple more weeks since race week. Getting close now. All right, see you in the next one.
Thanks again, Harry, for the update. Much appreciated. And yeah, good to see you've had another good solid week and you're listening to your body and not pushing it where it's not needed. Thanks, Harry, for the update. Sounds like you've a good solid week there, and well done for listening to your body once again and taking into consideration that your race is only 3 weeks away, I believe, up at Mallory Park, 21st of this month. Another track race. That should be interesting. Non-drafting that I noted. I don't know whether that's right or not, which is unusual for a track race. But yeah, at least there'll be no traffic and it'll be safe. And the surfaces are usually good on those tracks. So yeah, that's looming. That's coming up. So keep training. Keep doing what you're doing and building. And it'll soon be here. And if you want to see a bit of what Harry's training entails and some of the other guests that we've had on in the past, they've started sending videos over and we've been putting them on our YouTube channel, which is AmpGB, where all the podcasts are actually. But we've been putting some videos up there as well that the guys have been sending in, and they're going down rather well. So yeah, you can see what Harry's been up to and some of the other athletes that have been on, like I mentioned previously. And if you go over and you like what you see, please do subscribe. And if you've got any comments or questions, just leave them in the comments box. And if you've got any videos yourself that you'd like to send over and submit, yeah, just get in touch, DM us on Instagram or Facebook, and we can get them put on there. We're trying to get more and more of a community type feel on there that people can submit and see what everyone's doing. It's a slow process, but we've had a bit of uptake so far. So yeah, if you want to get involved, please do. And if you're already an age grouper and you would like to come on our standard podcast, the Age Group Multisport podcast, please get in touch, come on, share your story and inspire. And that's about it for this episode. Obviously briefer than normal because we're down to one athlete. But if you'd like to get in touch, please do. The email is agegroupmultisportpodcast@gmail.com. We're on Instagram at amp_1967. We're on Facebook at AmpGB. We're on X at Age Group Multisport Podcast. And our YouTube channel, as already stated, is AmpGB. So have a good week. And until next time, stay safe, keep training, and love the process.